Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jones, step, dials up, deep ball. Oh, what a catch! Nelson Agholor, spectacular! Touchdown, New England!
It had been 259 days since New England Patriots fans last experienced the sweet taste of victory, but their appetite for a win lingers no more after a, I'm not sure if I can call it rousing. Okay, I'm not going to be that prone to hyperbole. You know what? It was an effective win today in Pittsburgh. Pats sneak away, some may say steal. I'll say grind out and earn a 17-14 dub over the Steelers and Mitch Trubisky. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Six Rings postgame show. Your old pals Nick Fitzy Stevens and Andy Jumbo Hart with you right up until 7:30 tonight when we go to Sunday Night Football coverage. Pleasure to have you guys once again and as always here. Great to see the Patriots get their first victory of the season, Andy, as well as a win on Mr. Kraft's 500th game as owner of the New England Patriots. If you would like to join the show, you can give us a shout at 617-779-7937. The text line is available at 37937. And, of course, the socials where you can communicate with us 280 characters at a time at FitzyGFY, at Jumbo Hart, and, of course, at Six Rings Pod. Andy, we watch the game together as we usually do before these post-game shows. Eventually,
held hands.
Yeah, we held hands. We shared snacks. You didn't double dip this time. I was very proud of you. We left all the Seinfeld references to Charles Davis and the broadcast
he
crew.
He stinks.
That's so funny because at WEEI.com, there's a flowery piece right now from Alex Reamer about what a great broadcast it was and how funny Charles Davis is.
Charles Davis, I don't know if he's trying to intentionally be like Dauber. Remember that dumb guy on Coach?
Love that show.
I don't know if he's playing a character, a Jessica Simpson character, where I'm going to pretend to be dumb and it's going to be funny, or there's a possibility I'm leaving open.
Is there no chicken in Chicken of the Sea?
A little possibility I'm leaving open that he may not be the brightest bulb on the planet.
Yeah, don't
Seems
say.
Like a nice enough man, but he says some really curious things throughout a broadcast. But more importantly,
the Charles Davis breakdown will take place in the Six Rings after show, which is at 7:35 exclusively.
We're going to eat
online.
A dub?
We ate a dub today.
I don't know if it was like a high-quality dub, like a filet mignon dub. It may have been a lower-level burger, ground beef. May have been a little old. I don't even know, but it got the job done. No, I said this week, must win. Absolutely a must win.
Must win.
I think
win.
We all kind of envisioned, I don't know, this game playing out. Take the under, a game in the teens, probably only going to need 16, 17, 18 points to win the game.
Your prediction for the game, mine was 20-17, turns out to be 17-14. So
yep.
I had Patriots covering. They went into the game, 2-point favorites. The over-under was 40.5. I should have known, lay the house, the farm, the family, and anything else I can borrow on the way to the sports book on Pats in the under. It came through. You had 20-16, I believe.
I had 17-13, so I missed by a point.
Oh, you missed by a point.
But anyway,
horseshoes and hand grenades, kid.
They got the win. That's all that really matters, to quote young Damian Harris, the running back. And there were good things. I want to be clear. Like, they did some really good things. Mm-hmm. My guess is Bill will be talking about, you know, there's things we can build on. There's other things you need to clean up. Because I would say one of those, your quarterback was a little sloppy again at times. The ball could have bounced the other way, gone in the other direction.
Perhaps I might say cavalier with his decision-making and throws.
Yes.
Only one interception on the day for Mac
and
Jones.
That's all that matters.
Easily could have been a second one.
Easily could have been a third one,
easily
too.
Easily could have been a third
there
one.
There could have been three picks, but they're only ended with one. They won the turnover battle 2-1. Both of these teams, mm-hmm. who I think are middling AFC teams, mm-hmm. wild card, maybe not wild card, whatever, are you in it at the end of the year, but they won and lost respectively on opening day because of turnovers. Steelers won, stole the game from Cincy, among other things.
Resoundingly winning the turnover battle last week.
The Patriots lost the turnover battle. And then I would say a week ago, Big Bill Belichick was lamenting big plays. And the big plays that cost them, a couple key big plays. Well, you made the key big plays this week, and there was none bigger than Nelson Aguilar at the end of the first. Instead of watching Jalen Waddle kick you in the nuts at the end of the opener, at the end of the first half in the opener, you were the one making the play. Nelson Aguilar made the play of the day to Moss, the cornerback Witherspoon, I think his name was, and sort of dance and high step and finger
up
roll into
and
the end zone.
Like literally on his, goes up and over Witherspoon's back, takes it out of his breadbasket.
It's a foul in basketball
the
over the back.
Oh, 100%.
Over the back. You can't do that.
Big Baby Davis is called
luckily
for the
foul.
Luckily,
this is football, and he's allowed to do
that. Witherspoon should have been shooting, too, for sure. That was definitely illegal contact. He goes up and over the back, takes it in. I was a little anxious because Aguilar did, like, the finger roll the second he crossed the goal. It got close, guy.
It wasn't that close.
It wasn't Deshaun Jackson bad, but it got close
well
enough to make me nervous,
zone.
All right?
No.
Just get the go put it in the back of the end zone. No. Flip it to the referee like you're Larry
fine.
Fitzgerald.
Enjoy yourself. This team doesn't score a lot of touchdowns,
so you better
they should enjoy
everyone
it while
you
can.
I know. We had two touchdowns today.
I mean, you had two receivers.
That's a lot. I feel greedy.
Nearly 200, two 100-yard receivers just missed for Jakobi Meyers. So there's things to build on, and then there's some sloppiness. But the bottom line, big picture takeaway for me is you absolutely needed to get in the win column. You got to 1-1. Now you're in the pack. There's going to be a bunch of teams at 1-1. There's also some curious teams that are 2-0. We might get into that later in the Six Rings post-game show. But you were kind of like going below water. Now your head popped out. And
hey.
You're above water again.
That's
we'll
right.
see what comes in the coming weeks. So
we're treading water. We might actually see coastline, Andy. Now the Patriots do not go winless into that good night or to their home opener. Next Sunday at 1 o'clock from the Razor in Foxborough, the Patriots will square off against the Ravens. Speaking of Jalen Waddle kicking somebody in the you-know-what, Jalen Waddle had himself
a pretty good player.
Day down in Ballmer today. An unbelievable comeback by the Miami Dolphins, which will factor into our early look at Patriots-Ravens next week later on in the Six Rings postgame show. But for right now, Patriots win 17-14. It was a squeaker. Probably could have been, dare I say, it could have. It's an interesting win. Well, first of all, you made that good point, Andy, that it was a doesn't have to be pretty to be a win. I'm sure somewhere Coach Belichick has already told someone that stats are for losers and we're not worried about that. This week. Maybe next week or the previous week or sometime down the line. But they wouldn't be worried about it right now. That win was the equivalent of, oh my God, I'm starving. I've been on the road for hours. The only place that's open is this gas station. I don't know how long that hot dog has been on the rollers, but I need that hot dog.
Right.
And you get it, and you know what? You survive it.
Right.
Hey.
And then you deal with the after effects tomorrow.
You worry about that
but
later.
But for now.
But you know what? The Coke was cold, the Doritos were crispy, and that's all you needed. So they had a nice little gas station meal today.
Yep.
They can fly home on the wings of victory. And also, like you said, and I think a lot of Pats fans are feeling this, as we could tell from the reactions to the podcast, listening to the radio station, and just getting a general feel in Pats Nation. There was an anxiousness building up of like, wait a second. If these guys lose this game, and they could because they're only a 2-point favorite, I'm also surprised they're a favorite on the road, but I digress. If they lose this game, they could go home and they could lose to the Ravens, and then they could go winless in September, and it's not going to be an easy task going to Green Bay. And hell, the Lions are actually pretty good. When are they going to win a game? They won a game now, so we can stop. We don't have to worry about them going winless. And winning begets winning. The momentum could now start to cascade. Like now they'll buy into the idea like, hey, we held up against Miami last week. Miami actually just came back against the Ravens. Transitive property of football says we might be able to hang with the Ravens next week. Plus, we'll have the crowd behind us.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful thing. Oh, and by the way, shout out Gunnar Olszewski. Thank you very much for the early Christmas present. The plant. Hey, what do they say? Forever. It's forever New England. Once a Patriot, always a Patriot, right?
Yes, and he did his part to allow a punt to bounce off his face and into the waiting hands of my guy,
Schooler
Rocks, Brendan Schooler.
That was a beautiful. That was an absolutely massive play on the day.
Huge play, and then they punched it in because they had other opportunities. I would say this game first half was uglier than the second. Mm-hmm. The first half looked like it was going to be a 3-3 game where neither team really wanted to win. Was sloppy. They traded turnovers. You know, they get a great athletic play from Mack Wilson. Jalen Mills gets the pick.
What
and
a
immediately
great play.
Mack throws it back to Minkah Fitzpatrick. It's like you're swapping turnovers.
Yeah, let's take a second and look at that. That was an awkward, if not potentially dangerous portion of the game for the Patriots, because when you get a gift, and Mitch Trubisky, I mean, the calls for Kenny in the stadium, they were chanting for Kenny.
Yes.
Mitch Berg
you
has
will
a
get
movement.
Your You'll get prayers it in 2 weeks. Answered sooner.
Steelers have
later.
A quick turnaround Thursday night to play a very angry Cleveland Browns team who crapped the bed and lost to the Jets in the final minute of the game. And seeing some of the social media that I saw coming from Cleveland tailgates, you know what? Couldn't happen to a better city or fan base. Couldn't happen to a better franchise. I digress. You heard the Kenny chants going on throughout the stadium. Mitch Berg as a movement is Dunsky. He's got one more game tops. He makes the curious decision to throw right into the middle of the zone, second quarter, early on, I believe. And it gets tipped. Like you said, Bill Belichick noted it. Great, great athletic play by Mack Wilson. Tips the ball up. Jalen Mills gets his first interception as a member of the New England Patriots. Hey, we got the ball. Hey, we can turn this easily into 7 points, if not a 7. And then Mac Jones makes the odd choice. Once again, this is 2 weeks in a row. There is something going on with Mac where he sees the best corner for the other team, or at least their top ball hawk. And he says, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to test their best ball hawk by throwing deep to Devontae Parker. And once again, burned on the deep route. He throws the long post on third down to Devontae Parker. Minkah Fitzpatrick, he doesn't see him, swoops right in, alley-oop. Comes in, grabs it, and that could have burned them badly.
It could have. And
that's
I would
why
say,
you said, I think earlier, Mac Jones had his ups and downs on the day.
He did. And on the whole, I didn't think he was very good. Like, I think he would say he's not good enough. I think he's going to have to be better moving forward.
He had moments today, I'll say.
Yeah, few and far between. I think he needs to be significantly better. He was loose with the ball, loose with some decisions. The offense wasn't overly efficient at times in terms of penalties and getting the play call in and the play clock and all of that. On that play in particular, the interception, I thought it was a bad throw. I thought he let it tail to the outside where Fitzpatrick, to his right, basically, where Fitzpatrick was coming from. I think if he had thrown it more to the inside, middle of the field, maybe Parker has a chance to go down and get it. But I will say, in general, the idea of throwing it to Parker because they're not 50-50 balls, they're 80-20 balls, they have not been 80-20 balls to start the year.
Mm-mm.
The other team is catching them. So that plan of attack, especially when we are seeing incremental or more improvement from Jacoby Myers, always there, first, third
tremendous.
Down in the game, he's there for you. Nelson Aguilar, best game as a Patriot. Even Kendrick Bourne gets on the field, catching the football. The Devontae Parker first couple weeks, underwhelming. And those believing that Jonnu Smith was going to have year two jump, breakout, something, you are a very faithful person, more faithful than I, because it just ain't happening.
Can we stop with the it's Jonnu Smith breakout season, please? I was told that all last preseason. I was told that all last year. I received none of it. I kept my receipts. They didn't give me a return. Didn't even give me a merchandise credit, nothing.
What are you,
and
Robert
now people
Sala?
Have told me to buy back into it this year. And now you know what? I see today. Third down and one. He looks to his way, gets clobbered, gets in the way. It's just not happening. You want to use him as a blocking tight end, the occasional end around for trickery and deceit, fine. But otherwise, like, let's just move on from that. Give me the consistency of Jacoby Myers. Give me when on display. How about this? Playmakers, when you give playmakers a legitimate chance to make a play, guys like Aguilar show off their athletic ability and
six
make plays.
Six for six. Caught all six balls thrown his way.
106 yards and a touchdown. No fumbles, no drops. It's a beautiful thing. Devontae Parker has a catch so far in his career as a member of the New England Patriots. Kendrick Bourne, welcome back to your team.
Mm-hmm.
22 snaps on the day. Thank you. I will cash in on my over-under on number of plays. I predicted I set the number at 16.5. Bourne had 22 plays today, 3 catches, and there's room for improvement for him as well.
Yes.
It's a beautiful
baby
thing
steps.
To see. Yes, baby steps. 0, by the way, for Hunter Henry on the day.
Yeah, Hunter Henry.
Where was your boy today? Where was your guy?
It's a great question. I mean, there was one bad throw behind him early in the game on an out. That I think the Patriots were fortunate, again, didn't get tipped up in the air, because anytime you're behind on an out, There's usually DBs coming, and you tip it up in the air, it can be a problem. But, yeah, he was a non-factor. But we've talked all year that this team doesn't have go-to weapons. They have a bunch of good weapons.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to need this guy, and this guy on any given week, and then rotate it and hopefully get a couple other guys. And I think that's the place you're going. You got out of the backfield. I thought Damian Harris and Ramondre Stevenson both had solid days. They ran the four-minute offense,
mm-hmm.
which for those that don't know is unlike the two-minute offense where you're hurrying up and you're trying to score quick. Four-minute offense is late in the game. You're slowing it down. You're trying to run the clock out. They ran out 6.5 minutes with Stevenson, with Harris, and with Mack taking three knees to end the game. That's how you want to end the football game.
My favorite formation in the world, victory formation. They ground it out. Coming off of a Red Sox game, baseball on the radio earlier today, closer by committee, those are words that are forbidden around these parts. Closer by committee today with Harris and Stevenson pounding the ball all the way down the field. That we love to see. Shout out also to, coming off the Red Sox, look, I got
don't
Sox on the brain.
Don't do it.
Talk Pats. Stay on the football,
stick to
Fitzy.
Stick to football.
Huh, Smitty? In a game that the Patriots could have lost, but never should have, because this was their game to win. And if they lost, it would have been their game to lose. It didn't at any point seem like a game Pittsburgh had control of or that Pittsburgh would have taken from them, commanded, and controlled. That's a very uneven team on offense. It's a good defense. Obviously, it'll be a much better defense when and if TJ Watt heals up from the partially torn pec muscle and comes back in 6 or 8 weeks. But it's not a great team, especially not with Trubisky in there. Makes one great play 1 minute, and then he gets booed by his own fans time and again for all the check down Charlies that he throws. This is a game the Patriots should have won. They absolutely should have won this game. In addition to just being favorites on the day, they were the better team out there today. Now, not by such a wide margin.
But could have lost.
But they could have lost.
Absolutely.
And so that's the biggest emotional takeaway for me, is that they can build on the idea that, sure, there may have been room to lose this game, but they're not losers. They're winners today. Like, they found a way to, they did just enough to win the game today. That's a building block. And you, as football coach, in addition to football hardo and columnist here at WEEI, you love a good teachable moment. There's a lot to work with.
And anytime you're moving forward, mm-hmm. I think that was what was so disappointing for the month and a half of July through the first couple weeks of September, is the question was, are you getting better? Are you improving? You've been practicing for 5 or 6 weeks. You've mm-hmm. been holding joint practices. You're playing preseason games. Are we seeing improvement? And I thought over the last 2 weeks, last week I was up on the first couple drives of the halves. You showed some comfort for Mac running the offense. Today, I thought you took some steps forward with your playmakers. Now, I'm not going to tell you they're a contender or they're a good football team right now. Like, they've elevated themselves. No, they're still a middling football team that I have questions about whether you, a little bit over 500, could you maybe sneak into a wild card? That's where you still are. You're a long ways from proving you're any more than that. But for a while there, if you remember, the haters mm-hmm. were starting to say, you're less than that. You're a four-win team. You're a five. This is a long year. I don't know if Bill's gutted anymore. It might be time to move on from Bill and Matty P. Like that.
The haters, excuse me, there was somebody I was doing a radio program with yesterday who was being an ageist about Bill Belichick and his seniority at the age of 70, saying 70-year-old people are old.
They are.
And they're the chorus of people calling into question his age.
Hey, Beth.
And potentially his age impairing his decision-making is very loud, led by, of all people, you.
Well, he is old. That's just the reality.
Look, he has more fastballs than you've ever thrown in this life.
I don't think he throws a very good fastball.
Yes, he does.
With his head, maybe, at times. I don't know, with his actual arm.
It's an expression.
But
smart ass.
So they have shown, I think, a little bit of traction over mm-hmm. the last two weeks. And you're going to need to do that because we've all talked about it. Yes, there's a little soft spot in there. Mm-hmm. And you said might not be quite as soft as we see this play out with the Lions and mm-hmm. some of those teams, the Browns, that, oh, maybe those aren't like penciled in wins.
Lions have put up over 70 points in the first two games. They can score the ball. The defense, a little suspect, but they can score the ball.
70 points. Feels like it could take the Patriots like 8 or 9 games to put up that many points.
We were wondering, we said on yesterday's program and on the Six Rings pod this week that we would be interested if there was a sports book that put up action. Will there be more runs scored in Red Sox Royals than there will be points in Patriots Steelers? And for a while, I was wishing I had money on the Sox.
And then Nelson Aguilar mossed Witherspoon, changed the game, changed the trajectory of this early season, because we're starting to hear rumblings, and we'll get into this a little later in the show, too. Mike Giardi had a report that, you know, Jakobi Meyers might have let a little moment of honesty slip through that you don't often get from Patriots players, that he might question at times the plan and the game plan and the approach.
So do we let Kendrick Bourne out of Patricia's doghouse and we sneak Jakobi Meyers in there?
Well, you can't put Meyers in there, because if you put Meyers in there, you don't have an offense.
Well, then we have double standard.
He is you're damn right. It's called the Jordan rules. Now, this is a much lesser case.
It's called the Lawrence Taylor rules.
Yeah. The good players can get away with more. That's the reality. If you have a domestic dispute and you're 53rd on the roster, you're cut immediately. If you're third on the roster, well, we're going to wait till the facts play themselves out. We'll figure out a way out of this mess. So
currently conducting an internal investigation.
Exactly. And we'll have no further comment on this issue. So they're building. Like, they're going in the right direction, but the sky is falling. Our friend Chris Scheim on the Six Rings podcast.
Miserable day he must have had today. Well, he's probably going to feel validated because, like we said, Mac Jones had his ups and downs during the day, and we know how much Scheim loves sleeping in his Mac Jones pajamas.
Yeah. There's ups and downs with a lot of quarterbacks, even good quarterbacks. Joe Burrow is having his ups and downs early in the season. Tom Brady is having his ups and downs early in the season. Like, there's good players that go through ups and downs. I'm pretty sure that Tua is not going to be a 6-touchdown quarterback every week. I thought he had his ups and downs against the Patriots last week and this defense. That's something we can also question, is this defense, as they start to come together, they're not giving up points. I'm not saying they face great offenses. They've faced interesting attacks when you talk about the receivers and the tight ends. These two teams they faced have good receivers, good tight ends, questionable QBs.
Correct.
Tua may be trending upward in a questionable way. Trubisky may be trending downward in a questionable way, giving his job up soon. But this defense is showing some playmakers. The front, Judon, pretty good for a second straight week.
Who knew he could go out in coverage?
Yeah, and get away with potentially pass interference.
Right.
But I'll let it go.
Listen,
hey,
how about a Devontae little home
Parker
cooking?
Was interfered with too, and they ignored that, so we're even. But he had another good. Barmore showed up this week. Dietrich Wise continues to show up. Mac Wilson, we talked about, showed up. I thought
Adrian Phillips actually gutted it out today,
which kind of surprised me the way we saw him last week in the practice. But Jabril Peppers, I thought, showed up when you needed him when Kyle Duggar was missing portions of the game in the second half.
Juwan Bentley got banged up, went to the sidelines for a while, had his equipment off, was having his back examined. Must have gotten a little sample of the old Mac Jones back medicine. Gets back in there, makes some plays as well. Andy, the Patriots defense, like you said, questionable attacks, questionable quarterback played the first 2 weeks. Yet at the same time, they've only given up, technically, I know the final score was 20-7 last week. One touchdown they were not responsible for. They have given up 13 points in two consecutive games. That's a good start.
Now,
that's a building block. Now you add to that the ability to close out the game and solid line play today from your offensive line. I'm going to forgive
improvement.
One or two false starts, maybe a holding or two. David Andrews.
Yeah, there's
we'll
like four penalties.
We'll see you later in the ads. More penalties than I'd like to. We'll talk to you in the office later, Bear. But by and large, the offensive line held up. Cole Strange, your boy, he's actually playing pretty well. He's holding his blocks, doing a good job. When I don't hear the rookie being whistled for any flags, when I don't hear anyone calling him out for doing something wrong, like you've always said, like if you don't hear your name called as an offensive lineman, you had a good day.
Yep. And I thought the left side was good because I don't think Trent Brown didn't have a penalty. Cole Strange didn't have. The penalties were more on the right side in the middle. And we've talked about that has to be the foundation of the offense. I think personally, the foundation of this team, we can get into all the sexy stuff. Ooh, cornerback, Mac Jones. Why isn't the receiver playing? I think the foundation of this team is going to be the front on both sides of the ball. The defensive line, can they be dominant or good enough? Another good day against the run. A week ago was holding a 2.8 yards per carry in Miami. Today they held Najee Harris to, I think, under 50 yards, 48, 49 yards. Another solid day by the defensive front. Good after Trubisky a little bit. If the offensive line can work into its form so that that is at least a semi-strength of the offense, now you can start to tweak and coach up the other stuff. Because if those two aren't good, then you're done. You can't coach anything up. If teams just run through your defensive front, there's not really a lot of scheme you can do. You get pushed around. Offensively, if your offensive line can't block, there's not much you can do. So now I will say the one thing about the defense is they're doing what they need to do against questionable talents.
Only play the teams that are on your schedule.
They did that last year.
Yep.
We got too excited. Then the real teams played them and the bottom fell out and you don't make somebody punt and it's the Bills and all that. So they have some of those on the horizon.
We've got Lamar time Jackson. To emotionally prepare for the Bills games,
well,
all right?
You also have less than a week to prepare for Lamar Jackson, who looks like he's got, as I said earlier, a dated phrase. He's got a bee in his bonnet, and he's trying to prove something with his arm and his legs. That's a different challenge this week, but...
He's also going to come to Foxborough very motivated and awfully angry for putting up 38 points and losing his home opener.
He said, I can't believe I lost to that guy, Tua.
And 38 points, and it wasn't good enough. He's going to come in feisty and full of blank and vinegar next week. It should be an energetic and charged home opener, to say the least. But for now, we're talking Patriots Steelers week two. Pats get their first victory of the season. 17-13, the final. Oh, excuse 14. Me, 17-14. They did convert the 2 points. I apologize. Oh, so sorry, everybody. You know what? Fine, I'll take a lap on commercial break, all right, you jerks.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Time now for the Six Rings Postgame Show. Breaking down everything Patriots with Nick Fitzy Stevens and Andy Hart. The Six Rings Postgame Show is co-sponsored by Zudy. Build any application your company needs in 1 week. Visit ZUDY.com for your free trial. By the New England Recovery Center in Marlboro, Mass., where recovery is possible. By your local New England Kubota tractor dealers. By Northeast Electrical, where pros need pros at Needco.com, by Ketch's Law Group, the personal injury pros at Ketch'sLaw.com, and by Anderson Windows and your local Anderson Windows dealer. Now, here's Fitzy and Hart on WEEI.
Heading into the first full hour coming off of a big Red Sox victory today against the Royals, this is the Six Rings Postgame Show on 93.7 FM WEEI and all across the WEEI Sports Radio Network on the Odyssey app and more. You can get in touch with the program at any point. 617-779-7937 is the number. The socials at FitzyGFY, at Jumbo Hart, at WEEI, and at Six Rings Pod. We've been breaking down the Patriots' 17-14 victory, their first of the season. Happy Victory Monday to all. Tomorrow, it'll be a better...
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even get a chance to ask you how do we feel about getting our first victory on the season.
I was premature.
Really?
Sorry.
Were you a victim of premature celebration?
Yep.
They have medicine for that.
Sorry.
That's fine. Well, I just took a lap during the last break for screwing up the score of the game. And, of course, it's a shame that the Twitch cameras are not on right now. You guys could watch Andy Hart trying to conduct a radio show like a broadcast professional as he stares at multiple TV screens trying to figure out which fantasy player he has in each of the games that are currently on at 4 o'clock, celebrating, throwing things, getting mad.
I can tell you who
quite a show. I'm actually enjoying that as much as I am talking about the Patriots' victory, personally.
I can tell you who I definitely have, and that's Joe Burrow, who is down 17-3 against the Dallas Cowboys in Dallas. Just got away with a nair pick after being sacked by Minkah Fitzpatrick. By the way,
he did not get sacked by Minkah Fitzpatrick. Minkah Fitzpatrick plays for Pittsburgh. That's two laps for
you. Micah Parsons. He was the unanimous in our Six Rings preseason defensive player of the year voting?
He got
at least two of the three.
Two of the three from you. I forget who I got. I did not pick Micah Parsons.
Well, you will be wrong.
Micah Parsons is an excellent football player. And a very excellent football player.
He has at least three sacks through two games. Me just watching those few plays. And our rookie of the year on defensive side of the ball, Aiden Hutchinson, had at least three sacks today.
He's a monster today. You know what? I thought this was one of those years where I don't think I just fell in love with, I won't say fell in love with, but had feelings. I had football feelings for the Lions because of their hard luck story and because I love the coach. I mean, I just really think, like, there's enough. They showed you enough last year that they could be a 6-7 win team this year, be competitive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be fun.
I thought you were going to build them into a little more than that. No, 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 no. Because I have no respect for Jared Goff.
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes. I will beat your ass.
One ass cheek and three toes. I will beat your ass. We'll drag you out into the deep water, and I'll beat your ass.
Okay,
so the hyenas better get out of the way.
I'll drown your one butt cheek.
Let's get into an interesting question that I think will be polarizing.
And let's do that soon because the calls, without even prompting for a particular point, are loaded up. People want to talk Pats, and I'm here for it.
Did you feel good about Mac Jones's performance today?
I felt fine.
I didn't ask you that. I said, did you feel good?
Well, I gave you an answer. I answered how I chose to answer.
Yes or no? Did you feel good about Mac Jones' performance?
Does it have to be a yes or no answer?
Yeah, I asked you for
fine.
A yes or no
answer.
Fine,
okay. Well, now that you've requalified it as such, I will answer accordingly. No.
Okay. I didn't either. I didn't think it was a great performance.
If you were a decent human being, let alone co-host, you would say, okay, so how did you feel about it? I would say, I felt fine.
You already felt fine. Don't stare at me.
Please.
So the question is,
people have no idea
you feel better about the team today, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. That's what I feel best about. The team's ability to withstand calls either that went against them, went for them, especially Mac's mistakes along the way. The play calling did not seem very suspect at all. As a matter of fact, we didn't bring it up at any point during the first half hour of the show. I didn't hear it
early on.
It
was
the broadcast.
There was another second and long. It's like, oh, second and long. Let's run the ball so we make sure we're in third and long.
The team overcame turnovers, miscues, any penalties to grind it out. Like, there's no one. A nice aspect of today's win, Andy, is that there is no one I can sit there and point a finger at and say, Jacques, it is you who helped us lose this game today. You played terribly. You should wear the crown of shame. You are the one who will be doing extra laps this week.
I mean, you could have on opportunities with Mac.
Well,
I could have.
Okay.
Hell, Miles Bryant on the first punt of the game,
also
running backwards
early
and muffing it.
Early nominee. By the way, in the future, Marcus Jones, healthy scratch today.
I got to think
wouldn't
we
mind
see him,
seeing
right?
him back on punt return, considering how dynamic and electric he was in college last year. Miles Bryant, if it's going to land at the three, let it bounce. You saw what happened to Gunner. He took one off the face mask, and it basically gave the Patriots their biggest touchdown of the game. Gave them, truly, that was the,
easy.
If you want to say, what is the swing play, what's the pivot play, what is the play of the game, it's Gunner taking one off the face mask today. I don't know what Miles Bryant is doing trying to field a punt almost going backwards at the 3-yard line. And then he gave the Steelers not one, not two, but three chances to pick it up in the end zone before finally falling on.
And fortunately, he did. It's a touchback because he never possessed it. It ended as well. If you watched video of that play, it ended as well as it possibly could have. You couldn't have fathomed, oh, we get the ball on the 20. Phew, we'll take it because there were a lot of chances for a go. But we also need to remember, this is a guy that admitted a month ago, I haven't done that since high school. of
perfect
like
candidates,
right? Like, so
from the people who brought you N'Keal Harry in the wind back to catch a punt, which he took off the side of the helmet, comes, hey, Miles Bryant, you haven't done this since high school. We just drafted the best punt returner in college football, so let's put you back there.
You know what this felt like to me in a weird, different way is Sudfeld, the tight end who was the talk of the summer, goes to Buffalo, like deflected a ball up into the air, interception, never to be seen again.
Sudfeld, it went well. That's by Hopkinton, right?
Yes. Yeah. It was going so well that you kind of kept riding the train on Sudfeld. Preseason, okay, he's earned regular season. Miles Bryant, it went well, it went well, it went well. Oh, it went so wrong almost. Might be time to let the professional, and I deem Marcus Jones, based on college, sort of the professional.
That's what
he
does.
Right. So I think that's one change I would advocate for moving forward, even though Miles Bryant did bounce back and had like a 16-yard return later. Mm-hmm. So.
And some solid tackling in the secondary.
Oh, I'm not advocating getting rid of him and removing him from the planet.
No.
I'm just saying
he does enough
returns,
well to add to your team. Well, that seems an extreme reaction, but that's what you do.
At least rotate Marcus Jones in on the punt returns.
I'd give him a shot next week. And next week is going to be a game just a little less than 7 days from now. Kickoff 1 o'clock next Sunday, the home opener against the Ravens at Gillette. You're going to need every little bit of dynamic, every little bit of electricity, every spark you possibly can get. And guys like Marcus Jones, I think at least, can provide them as well. The phones are fully loaded before we trend. We got to get at least one of you guys up in the biz and in the action. 617-779-7937. Let's check in first with our pal Paul in Rhode Island. Welcome to the Six Rings postgame show, Paul.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for taking my call. We are on a... let's relax, okay? We are on a four-year program. We made our bed against Miami last week, okay? And this week, okay, we'll take a little help from Mr. Checkabini there, Mr. Milkman, okay? Now, we don't need to be we do not need any more Super Bowls. We just want to be in it, okay?
I mean, I'll take it if we can get the Super Bowl, but I hear you. I have said time and again on this station, and I'm not the only one, that we've had so many.
The glory is over. You know what I mean?
Oh, I don't like
it's
that.
Like we keep bashing coaches, bashing this, bashing that. I mean, you're bashing the product I buy every week.
Paul, we're not bashing the product, number one. I'm celebrating the product. Number two, I actually work. All right, that call took a turn for the unfortunate, as sometimes they do.
I don't even know what he was talking about.
You know what? He started devolving into, it was a call that maybe would have been broadcastable 45 years ago, but we have learned and done better since. So thank you for your passion, Paul, and I hope you enjoy the home opener. Let us not bash the products or anyone else for any other reason on this radio station or throughout the National Football
League. Are we allowed to objectively describe what we see?
Or is that bashing? I think we are. Like I don't believe
Mac
I'm bashing.
Jones makes a terrible throw. Is that bashing?
We want Mac Jones to be making progress, correct?
Good
he
throws.
Has made some progress.
Right.
And we will get to a tweet from Andrew Callahan, our pal at the Boston Herald, who discussed some progress that he's making, or rather how the other team noted that he's an intelligent football player and progress that he's making as well. We try to just give it out over the course of the program. Jimmy, Scott, Johnny, Randy, Bill, don't you guys go anywhere. We'll get to your calls and everyone else in Pat's Nation who wants to chime in. And I'll ask you this question as we go to trending and take a break. Are you at all concerned with Mac Jones's play? And how do you feel about the game? Does that give you the kind of confidence and momentum you and the team will need heading into next week's home opener against the Ravens? 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Let's catch you up on everything else in the NFL with Trending Now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.